This is Write Your Own Story, Three Keys to Rise and Thrive in Life and Business. I'm your host, Rebecca Fleetwood Hessian. Hi, I'm Rebecca Fleetwood Hessian. I am the CEO of a company called WeThrive.live, my keynote speaker and an executive coach. And you are tuning in to our Future of Work series here on the podcast. I am passionate about the shift that we are in as a society. And I believe it's the greatest shift that we've been in since the shift from the agricultural age to the industrial age model of work, where the work construct has such a significant impact on society. And in 2020, we experienced a global shutdown, global trauma, which led us into years worth of reflection on what success really is and what we want our lives to be. And I believe that we're still in this bit of chaotic shift, trying to decide what the right answer is. And what I'm seeing is a much needed and necessary shift to where our sense of worth and our sense of value doesn't come from our achievements and our work title, but comes from us knowing us. And I believe that is the shift that we have needed for some time, because the way that we were working was leading us straight to an epidemic of burnout. And while this time of chaotic shift is full of uncertainty and many leaders trying to figure out what is the answer, I wholeheartedly believe that the future belongs to those leaders who are willing to be creatives, who are willing to create the future of work. And I want to be a part of that effort. And so this series is dedicated to interviewing people and asking them, what do you think the future of work could and should be? What problems should we solve? What ideas should we consider? And by doing this series, it will lead us into our own sense of reflection as leaders and as employees. And what do we want? How do we want work to feel? And as we make this shift, I believe as we change the work, we can change the world into a society that honors each of our uniqueness and honors the value that we bring into an organization. So if we can change the work, we can change the world. Because, you know, making money just ought to feel better. So I'm glad you're here. Those with satisfying relationships and connections are healthier, happier, and live longer. A quote by Matthew Lieberman from his book, Why Our Brains Are Wired to Connect. He also has a TED Talk. Highly recommend. Today, in honor of Women's Month, International Women's Day, coming up tomorrow at the time of this release, I want to talk about why every woman I know needs a Badass Women's Council. Now, listen, I don't care if you call it something different. I'm going to give you a bit of what I mean by Badass Women's Council today. I'm going to give you some of the science behind it. I'm hoping to inspire you to seek it. And if I can help you do that, certainly that is one of my gifts and talents. If you go to RebeccaFleetwoodHessian.com, you can put your name in there to join the Badass Women's Council. And we've got lots of great stuff planned for the rest of 2024. But let's look at this through the lens of growth, because I consider myself a growth expert, whether it's personal growth, professional growth, organizational growth. I kind of got my vibe on all of that, and it's thriving, whether we're talking about people, organizations are collections of people. But here's where it gets interesting, okay? Let's talk about growth for a minute as our starting point, and then we'll evolve into why I think a Badass Women's Council is the best case scenario for you. Growth is a natural phenomenon for us as humans, for plants, anything that's out in nature. Okay? We are designed for growth. We don't have to try to do it. We don't have to sign up for another class to do it. it's a part of our DNA to seek out experiences and things for growth. Companies, organizations, the work is designed to control, measure, and optimize, organize, and sometimes that need to put constructs around the work, scaffolding, a framework, org chart, goals, leaders, sometimes can intentionally or unintentionally stunt our growth because the organization wants to be leading us in the way that we grow so that it serves the organization. Okay, just let that sink in for a minute. Now, I don't say this because I'm down on organizations. I'm a consultant. I'm a coach to leaders. I'm just talking straight. I'm just real talk to you today. So picture this. A leader or a manager has someone on their team and they're really good at their job. And when somebody on your team is really good at their job, it makes your job as a leader and a manager way easier. And so it's very rare that a leader or manager will go to high performer and say, hey, what growth opportunities can I move you out of my world and into something else? Because that may be great for your growth, but it's certainly going to be disruptive to the team, to their life. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, because it does, but it is not the everyday mode of operandi for the majority of leaders and managers. Mostly, leaders and managers are just trying to get their heads and their hearts and their arms around what their team needs. Now, if you were to go to them and say, hey, I would really like to be considered for this opportunity, great managers will honor that conversation and probably help you navigate that. But it's not a proactive mode to think about how can they move great people off their teams. And so therein lies the rub or the challenge, because we are wired for growth. We don't want our opportunities limited. And in fact, we don't want to just look at the opportunities that are within the construct of the company that we are in. If we want to grow and be nurtured and coached, which if you go back to a previous episode about the drama triangle, is the evolution of writing your own story, of doing things that are best for you versus looking for somebody to save you, fix you, or somebody to blame because things aren't going well. So if we're on that path to nurture and coach versus looking for somebody to blame or to come save us, then we've got to be willing to look outside of the job that we have now, the organization that we have now, and just consider what might be possible, or to at least consider what's possible within that organization, to push ourselves and challenge ourselves. And because we are wired for connection, thus my opening quote from Matthew Lieberman, if we don't have people that are in our lives, in our council, in our circle, that have our best interest at heart, separate from the organization, we have the possibility that it might limit us, stunt our growth, keep us from living in our highest potential. And I don't want that for any of us. I'm not suggesting that you need to quit your job today and go do something else. I'm saying that you need people in your life that care about you, not you and the job that you're in now. And that's what a Badass Women's Council does. It's a group of women. It could be men. You can have a men's Badass Women's Council. You can have a Badass Women's Council that's women and men. I'm not going to say it's just women, but it is Women's Month. So, okay. You need people that are looking out for you.
and helping to nurture and coach you. And often, we as women are so busy taking care of everything else, we're not thinking about who's looking out for us. So I want to open with a few questions for you. Reflection questions, if you will, because you know I love me some reflection and connection. Reflection questions. Number one, who looks after your best interests? Okay, so maybe it's your significant other, your spouse, your sister, your friend, your mom. Who is it? Shut them down. Take a minute. Now, I want to give a caveat here. Is that the right word? Caveat? I don't know. Maybe not. I want to give a cautionary tale because sometimes the people closest to us, parents, spouses, besties, don't want to see us hurt or struggle or fail. So they're not always the best at challenging us because this idea of uncertainty that happens as a natural part of our humanity is a little too much for the people who love you the most. And so a badass women's council are those people that help you navigate uncertainty so you can grow. But for the sake of this question, just write down whoever you think is looking after your best interest. Question number two, who challenges you? Who challenges you in the ways about good growth? Not challenges you in the way that makes your life harder. Challenges you in the good way. Who challenges you to think bigger? Who challenges you to see your gifts and talents in a bigger, brighter, more beautiful way? Question number three, who do you trust for advice about you and your growth and the opportunities that are out there for you? Who would you go to say, hey, can we talk? Just want to think about what else might be possible for me. Next question, I think that's number four. Who is your hype girl, your hype person? Who's the person that you know is going to inspire you and encourage you? And when they see you or when they text you or talk to you, you know that they freaking love you and they just want to see you win. And when you send them something, a text or a message, they're like, you got this. I'm so proud of you. Let's go. That looks great on you. Oh my gosh, I love your hair. I saw you do that thing on Instagram last week. It was really good. Who's your hype girl? Number five, who knows you and your dreams? Who knows that thing that you just are hoping for? And they want it for you as much as you do. In fact, they probably want it for you more than you even want it for yourself. Six, who's going to tell you when you got toilet paper on your shoe, metaphorically or practically? Who's going to say, babe, are you sure that's what you want to do? Are you sure that that's the right job or person or color for you? I want you to think about these things. Take some time, ponder them. And if you want to message me and talk about it, I would love to do that. I'm going to keep going with some things for today that I'm hopeful will help you. But those are some things I want you to think about. Okay, when I think about the future of work, which is now, it's happening right now, in a post-2020 world, the game has changed. The old industrial age model of work is no longer serving us. It hasn't been serving us as humans for a long, long time. But in a post-2020 world, we are no longer interested in trying to figure it out or deal with it or accommodate it. And the two root causes of burnout, as you know, if you hang out around here, are to prove yourself and work harder. We're not signing up for that anymore. So now work is in a bit of chaos in terms of how is this going to go? And there's a lot of people that are pushing to go back to the old way. Let's just recycle those things that used to work and trying really hard to get us to all go back to the office or whatever it is. That's not going to work. So we are in a time of collective chaos of a lot of people trying to figure out what the answer is. And I don't know anyone better equipped to deal with chaos than women. Okay? Hear me out. I want us today to look at the collective skills of women and how those could be used in a really beautiful way for such a time as this. Esther 4:14, for those of you keeping track at home, which is a part of the Bible that just keeps slapping me in the face, probably for the last year, because I believe that the science proves that who we are as women is what we need front and center in our work today. So let's break some of that down. There's a reason that our DNA, our skills are different than men, because it's our job to have the babies and to nurture and to coach and take care of them so they not only survive, but thrive. So some of our DNA about being strong in things like higher degrees of empathy. We have higher levels of oxytocin, the love hormone, the let's cuddle, let's be together, nurturing, coaching, because those are the things that we need as child bearers. So it comes pretty much as a bit of the package. We are stronger in connection, compassion. Think about this. Who is responsible in your family for reunions, for holidays, for gatherings, to get people together? Is it the women? Sure, there's some anomalies. There's some Uncle Freds out there that are doing the thing. I'm not saying that there aren't any men that are good at empathy or cuddling or gathering. I'm saying as a collective, just generally speaking, in your family, both sides, all the sides, however many families you got, I got a bunch. Is it the women? Yeah. In fact, for many of us, once our grandmothers passed away, it's been hard to keep that stuff going because we got so much on our plates. But women, by nature, connect and gather and put people together. I've got a whole list of like research and science that will back this up, but I'm not going to go through all the details of that today. I'll put some links in the show notes, but we have what the world of work needs right now. We want to move into a way of work that is more about connection, more about impact, less about climbing the corporate ladder, less about achievements, and more about serving one another, impacting one another, making a difference with one another. And all of those things contribute to a really strong financial money-making model. It's been proven too that organizations with lots of female leaders have a higher net worth, a higher return. And so it's time for us to gather together and organize around what the world needs at work. Because I have this belief that if we change the way that we work, we by nature will change the world. Work is a key indicator of society, how things are. So if we can create a better dynamic for work, we then get a better dynamic at home. Because think how much your job impacts your relationships and your family time and your friendships. So if we can band together in these badass women's councils to support one another, to stand up for what we know the work needs, the teams need, we're going to have this ripple effect of impact for generations upon generations upon generations. Like, I'm not just talking about next quarter. I'm not talking about until you retire. I'm deep on this, y'all. I'm talking about I want my daughter and my son to live in a world that has better working relationships and conditions and honoring our human needs, not at the sacrifice of business needs, to create better business results. And it can be done. I'm seeing it happen time and time again with my clients. And I'm also seeing some clients that are standing up for what's necessary, what's right, what's needed. And you know why they're doing that? Because they feel nurtured and supported to do it by me, by the people that I'm introducing them to. One of the first things I try to do with clients is introduce them to some other people so that they can feel that kind of support, that some of their challenges are other people's challenges, and that they've got a hype girl, they've got somebody that can see them, that's not just me. In fact, next week, at the time of this recording, is our 5th annual Stand Tall in Your Story event, where the women that I have been working with for the last 7 months in the Rise and Thrive experience are going to stand on stage and share their stories, which you'll get to hear those on the podcast. We'll get those out to you over the next few months. But you know what my favorite thing about that event is? How many people in that room, more than 200 people, will meet each other and stay friends and have coffee and stay connected and support one another because they caught this dream and this fire about the age of humanity too. Because that's what women do. We get together and we talk about real stuff. Now listen. The men have been doing business on the golf course for years. Let's just call spade a spade. We can gather and make a huge impact. Huge impact. And I want that. I am so passionate about this, which leads me to the next point. Impact is about serving human to human. It's not just about 2% increase in shareholder value. It's not just about the money-making model metrics. Impact is how can we serve our clients and our customers better? I saw this thing the other day that said, you want to make more money? Find more people to help or find a way to help people better. That's the key to making more money. And I thought, that's it. That's absolutely it. That's what I want. It's for us to band together and say, okay, let's do this. Let's figure out a way to make this better. Not doing the whole like John Mayer waiting for the world to change, sitting around bitching and moaning about this and that and the other. No, let's get together and figure out a way to make it better. Just in your little part of the world. Because if enough of us do that, the ripple effect and the connection is wild. It doesn't take long before you start to see massive change when a few people get together and decide that it matters. So that's my plea and passion and call today in honor of Women's Month and International Women's Day, is to invite you to seek out a small circle, 7 to 9 people that you can band together and think about how to steward what I call the age of humanity, to change the way that we work so that we can see the value, relevance, and impact human to human, where we take care of our human needs first. And when we do that and figure out the money-making model around doing that, that's the snizzle. If you want to talk about it, message me. It's my favorite topic. Jump on my website, RebeccaFleetwoodHessian.com. Sign up there. Let's change the world. Let's start with our little part of the world. Who's in? Good. Me too. Love you, mean it. I'm not coming down. I never liked it on the ground. I'm not coming down. Thanks for listening to this episode. I would love it if you would go to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. And then you can go to RebeccaFleetwoodHessian.com and join the Badass Women's Council. And if you really want to take a deeper dive, join the movement of 1,000 thriving women. There's amazing Thrive tools there for you today. Love you, mean it. I'm not coming down. Hey, y'all. Fun fact, if you like the music for the podcast, that is actually my son, Cameron Heshen. And I would love it if you would go to Spotify and iTunes and follow him and download some of his other music. My personal favorite is TV Land.